Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
My daughter was online last night and ordered some things, and I don't know what this is. Can you tell me what this product is?
This is a third-party customer service call center, so we do represent several different companies here. Can you provide me with your zip code?
77070.
77070?
Yes.
Can you state your first and last name, or the first and last name that will be listed onto the account?
Nedra Schott.
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account here listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you go ahead and verify your mailing address?
9523 Rogers Road, Houston, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. I see that they have an account here listed. Someone signed up entering the sweepstakes contest entry. Completed a survey for one of the various items they have here listed for a Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, we need to cancel that.
The account looks like that it has been previously canceled with a previous rep when contacting customer service on February the 26th.
Well, it's still pending on my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. The account was canceled, so you won't receive any future billing attempts.
Well, I don't want that one even, future or otherwise.
Well, as far as the information that we do have here is valid and it informed customers in the terms, at this time, a 75% credit will be issued for the customer's account.
A 75% credit?
Yes, ma'am. It informs the customers when signing up that you will be subscribed to the app as well. I know you stated that your daughter signed up. So it informs them that in the terms prior to signing up that you would be paying the subscription fee as well.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, this was a Walgreens questionnaire, and it said that we won the Dyson thing and that all we had to pay for was shipping and handling, and then all the other stuff would be fraud.
Okay. Well, I can assure you that it's not fraud as it informs you in the terms and conditions prior to
signing
up.
It is fraud because it was under a Walgreens ad.
Yes, ma'am. And prior to signing up, it informs you in the terms as well that you would be paying the subscription fee to the meal planning app. So at this time, I state that 75% credit can be issued.
Okay. I need to talk to somebody before I call a consumer protection agency.
I'm sorry?
I said, do you have someone you want me to talk to before I call the consumer protection agency?
No, ma'am. As we do all follow the same protocol here, it informs you on the same, you would be informed on the same information.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
You stated that, do I have anyone else that you can speak with? And I informed
you
that we...
you were a third party, so you don't really even know what this was.
No, ma'am, I do know what it is because I have the information here listed.
Okay, so you know that you, all it says you have to pay is shipping and handling for this Dyson thing. Then it asks you for your name and credit card or whatever, then and then only does it tell you that you subscribe.
Yes, ma'am. It informs you prior as well.
Then the subscription is not even for Dyson products. It's for something entirely different.
Yes, ma'am. Never so what's taking mentioned. Place is that the meal planning app sponsors the various items listed into
right.
the contest.
Okay, I understand that. I
yes,
understand
ma'am.
That. But that is not mentioned anywhere except in the fine print, and that comes after you've already given all your information and the credit card, and there's nothing after that that you can cancel.
Okay. So at this time, you can hold one moment while I see what I can get further situated regarding the transaction, and I'll be right with you to further assist you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, I was informed that a full credit could go ahead and be issued to the account, and it will take 3 to 5 business days to post back.
Okay, but it won't be processed in the meantime, right?
I'm sorry?
But it won't go through my bank in the meantime, will it?
It shows here that the transaction has already been approved in our system, so it'll post back as a refund. The transaction date was made on the 27th, so it shows that the status has already been approved.
On the 27th?
On the 26th, I'm sorry.
On the 26th?
The 26th of February.
Okay. Do you know about the 3-day law?
I'm informing you that the system will take 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account, ma'am.
I've got that. But as far as charging me now, it is within the 3 days that the person has to cancel a mail order product.
Okay. And in the system, it still takes 3 to 5 business days to post back into your account, so it'll be posted as a refund.
Well, I appreciate that much. And what you're telling me now is that it's not pending anymore?
It may be show pending to you, but it shows that it was approved in our system. So it'll take the funds out and it'll post as a refund is what I'm informing you on, ma'am.
So the only way to handle this is for me to block that payment.
It has already been refunded.
Refunded?
I just refunded the transaction today, ma'am. So if you block the payment, you won't receive the funds.
Did? Okay. So you did it, but it has to go through the bank and all that?
It'll take 3 to 5 business days in the system to post back into your account.
All right. Can I please have your name in case I need to call you back?
My name is Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
Very pretty. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for
thank
calling
you,
customer
Kyra.
Service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.